Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC. At 50. Welcome to WGMC at 50. I'm Rob Linton, delighted to be along with one of our current Jazz 90.1 volunteer DJs, Tom Christian. Tom, thanks for coming along today.
Thank you for having me.
You have got quite the story about how you became involved here with the radio station. So now I've known you my entire 19 years that I've been here,
yes,
because you started as a listener.
Yes.
You're a current member. How did that evolve to where you now have your own show every week? Tell us about it.
Well, it's amazing, Rob. Growing up, I listened to your other podcasts, and most of the DJs that you've had, they were in high school, they were in a communications class or in college and all. My high school didn't have a communications class.
Sure.
I worked my way through college. I don't even know if my college had a communications class, but I've always been fascinated by radio and the DJs. I always wanted to be a DJ. Fortunately, my father said, no, you don't want to be a DJ.
Right.
You want to earn money.
That's right. Yeah.
So I listened to radio all my life. And one day after I retired, I was listening and heard your voice say, they were looking for volunteer DJs during the day. And my wife said, you don't do anything all day. Why don't you volunteer?
Sure.
So I called you, and like you said, we've known each other.
Yeah.
It was a listener kind of thing. And we came in and talked and said, yeah, let's do that. We'll have Linda train you, and then we'll put you on the air. You'll be a substitute DJ,
right,
if somebody's sick or on vacation. So we did, and I was trained, and then someone got sick, and I came in figuring that Linda would be with me holding my hand the entire time, and she wasn't, and it was terrible in my mind. I was just scared to death figuring the station's going to come to an end, the FCC police will be here to arrest me. But it got on so to the fact that a Wednesday afternoon slot opened up, and you asked me if I wanted to do that, and here I am.
And how long you been on the air now?
Well, with a regular show, the Wednesday show, it's almost 2 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Time flies.
It does. It does.
Now, on the jazz side of things, you've always been a jazz fan, I assume?
I have not.
Okay.
I learned most of jazz from this station.
Oh, okay.
I remember I was rock and roll.
Okay.
Old-time rock and roll. But I remember Dave Brubeck's Take Five.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, What is this? It was, so I didn't really have a jazz station to listen to, but things like that. But after rock and roll, I became folk. Then I was into country.
Oh, wow.
But there was a long time when I was searching for something.
Sure.
And interesting how I found this station. We used to go to Toronto a lot every year. And leaving Toronto, I would be listening to the Toronto jazz station.
Mm-hmm.
We'd pick up a jazz station in Buffalo and somewhere around Batavia. It would be gone, and I would be looking for something,
right,
anything.
Right.
And one day, we found WGMC, and I think, I can't tell you exactly, but I think it's one you put the other antenna or whatever it was.
105.1, probably, right,
yeah,
out of Fairport.
So, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. All of a sudden, there it was. Oh, my God, it's a jazz station.
Right.
And so we listened to it and said, great. I'll listen to it on my way into work. And somewhere around the old can of worms,
yep.
It went away.
Yeah.
And then when I got into the Greece area, I knew enough because I had heard it. We went to 90.1 and listened to it again.
Yeah.
But most of what I've learned about jazz is just listening to the station.
Sure. And now you've been, so if you remember back in the second frequency days, that means you've been with us for quite some time as,
do you
as
know
a
when
listener.
That, I have no idea.
We got rid of it in 05, I believe.
Okay.
Because we had to get rid of it in order to have 90.1 be as big as it is.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah. It was sold.
That makes sense because I retired in 2001 and I was listening to it when I was working.
Yeah. Now, you know, I always like to ask retirees this question because when you retire after a long career, you could be doing so many other things and you've decided to work here one day a week. And in many cases, you're involved in other events too. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, you know, it's well, the first thing I thought about, you know, thinking preparing for this interview as much you can prepare. I wonder what questions he's going to ask.
Sure.
But I thought about that, and obviously it's the music. There's something about jazz that it's such a broad spectrum of mm-hmm. music. Mm-hmm. And their opposite ends probably don't attract me so much, but you listen to classic jazz, old jazz, new jazz, and it all seems new. It's all relevant. It all makes sense. I have a friend of mine who listens to my show Wednesday afternoons, and she calls it jazz to iron by. So it's
okay.
You can use it as background music, but what I live for is when you're listening to it as background music and all of a sudden you drop whatever you're doing, it's, who is that? What is that? And you talked about, you've known me. I first met you at Kilburn Hall. Just before the Bad Plus concert, you were handing out Bad Plus, and I still have that Bad Plus thing, because the Bad Plus, I shouldn't like the Bad Plus. It's too extreme. And for some reason, they spoke to me, and it's like that all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what really attracted me to listen to the station and then to work here.
Yeah.
I'm a DJ.
Yeah.
It fulfills my dreams from a long
from
time
a long
ago.
Time ago. So, you know, having started as a listener and then making the transition over to a volunteer DJ, what was that like for you to kind of then come behind the curtain and see how everything happens?
It was a shock. You know, I've listen to your pledge drives, and obviously sure. remember, so I contribute to the pledge drives. But what you guys get out of what comes in is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everyone works so hard here. And on the other side, it seems flawless. You hear the music, you hear mm-hmm. the DJs, not a problem. But now you see, you know, 50 years? Come on.
Right,
how could you have made it 50 years? And it's certainly just the dedication of people like yourself and Derek, the full-timers, but the volunteers mm-hmm. make it. And the volunteers are neat. That's the other good thing. Yeah. I've started to meet them. And it's funny because it's just like anybody else. You're in the hallway here and pass some stranger, and then you hear that person speak. I remember Dan Gross. You're Dan Gross.
That's right.
You're Rick Petrie. You get to meet the DJs, and we're so different. We're all so different. We all have different interests that we bring to the music. So when you hear my show Wednesdays, from 1 to 4,
right?
You're going to hear the music, a lot of the music that I like mm-hmm. and why I like it, and the enthusiasm that I have. Phil Dodd, on the other hand, when he's here, he brings a whole different perspective, and certainly as you get into the late evening,
right?
Really deep perspective.
One of the things, too, because you've listened so long, is you had an opportunity as a listener to go through the station's huge capital project, which went on for years and years and years to get the new transmitter and the higher power and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Now sitting here as a DJ, being a part of its 50th year, what's that like for you? You know, I mean, to literally see us, I don't want to say in our worst. There's a different way I'm looking for it. It really lean days. And now, you know, seeing that the station has made it 5 decades.
Yes. It's amazing. And considering the internet, I have friends from Kodak days that live in France and Mexico and England. They listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a chance to see them anymore, but they listen to me, and they'll send me emails, kinds of stuff. I got a call from San Francisco the other day. It was the son of a guy I worked with at Kodak, and his sister had told him that I was on. So he called me from San Francisco. The influence that we have is amazing. But still, in all, even without that. When I'm usually out and about, I'm a sort of a walking billboard for the station. Got my hoodies, the caps, sweatpants, even kinds of stuff. And people invariably come up and say, "Are you with a jazz festival?"
Right.
And no, I'm with a jazz station in town. And these are jazz fans. People who love jazz have no idea that we exist. I had, when I was on the air a few months ago, I had a delivery to the door. Guy has something for Derek, and I open it up, and he says, "You're playing jazz," and I said, "Yeah, it's a jazz station." He was in a band.
Sure.
He's the delivery guy. No clue.
It's always been interesting for us because I always say that we can't afford the big 490 billboards and the television commercials and that kind of thing. So we rely on people to kind of find us by accident. So, and that still happens every day.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tom, thank you so much for taking the time. It's wonderful to have you on the team here. And I knew early on when I first met you, I'm like, he's retired. We're going to get him here. We're going to get him here when it's right, the right time. And you do such a great job. We're grateful.
Thank you. I'm just a big ham.
Aren't we all? Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.